let's move into our weekly segment, the Daniel Jones Court. Daniel Jones' entire season is an audition to be the long-term answer. Jones is now 8-6-1. However, until a new contract is signed, the jury is still out. Right now, Roadhouse, give me a Are You Not Entertained drop.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Disciple, I told you better be ready for this recording because I'm coming to you now. What do you want from this kid? Last week, you said, I got to see, he's got to go out and beat the Vikings. I got to see him put up the numbers. My guy had an over 70% completion rating, 30 for 42, 334 yards, a TD. Yes, he had the pick. He also had 34 yards rushing, 8.5 average. What do you want, good sir?
What do I want? If I'm being honest, I mean, I've come to terms with the fact that they're probably going to stick with him. I don't want to. Is he a game manager or a game changer? Answer me that right now.
I think he can be a game changer. He is being asked not to be a game manager. He is a talent manager right now. This dude is being asked to play within the confines of the system, given the talent that is around them. And he is executing it flawlessly, nearly. He is a talent manager, not a game manager.
Wow. He's just Merriam-Webster over here coining phrases.
Yeah, what the hell are you going to do with that, huh? What are you?
I just don't want to overpay, man. I really don't.
Okay, discussion has come. Now it's not he will be paid.
I believe after yesterday, Saturday, I believe after Saturday, I think we're probably towards 80% yes, 20% no. It's gone up that high.
Those are rookie numbers, Disciple. Those are rookie numbers. You got to bump those numbers up. Tommy, come on. Talk some sense into this motherfucker.
I'm walking into Joe Shane's office, and I'm doing my best. Jerry Maguire, show me the money. Show me the money. You have to pay this guy. There's quarterbacks in this league. If we get cute, Atlanta, the Jets would be a playoff team with this guy at quarterback. Tennessee could be moving on from Tannehill. I know they have Malik Willis. But look at the team we're playing this week. They're rolling out Nick Foles. Matt Ryan is going to be gone. There are teams, Detroit, right? There are teams that are going to be quarterback needy teams. If you don't show this guy the money, it's over. He's going to walk. We can't get cute. There's other teams that'll need him. There's going to be a Daniel Jones market. I'm starting at 3 years, $25 million per season, a $75 million deal. If I have to, like I said last week, I'm tagging him. It's $31 million. The cap's going to go up. We're going to figure it out. You got to show him the money. I'm sitting here. I'm Teddy KGB eating my Oreos. Pay that man his money.
Pay that man his money.
I feel every single Giants podcast that I've listened to this week, somehow a Rounders reference has been worked into it. I absolutely love it. I mean, look at the team that we just played. Does anyone really think that Daniel Jones can't be a plus Kirk Cousins? Like, his floor is Kirk Cousins with wheels. Like, yes, Justin Jefferson is an absolute freak. I would love to see what Daniel Jones can do with a weapon that's even 70% of him. But look at TJ Hockenson, a very solid tight end, an above average tight end even. But this dude, I mean, that touchdown grab that he made with two Giants draped all over him and he plucked that ball out. I mean, the players on that team help elevate the quarterback in the same way we expect quarterbacks to elevate the talent around him. Imagine what Daniel Jones could do with one or two actual threats. Tommy, you said earlier, it was really great to see Daniel Jones' precision because there was these precise balls that had to be played with, you know, other defenders around him. Giants fans, for the love of God, use your eyes. Look at the tape. How many passes were caught by Vikings receivers that did not have a Giants defender within 5 to 10 yards of them? I could make those throws. Every single one of Daniel Jones' throws, or I would be damn well willing to bet 90%, have to be perfect because our wide receivers cannot make any separation. It does not happen or release without any consistency. And the one time he wasn't perfect, their fucking DB actually catches an interception, something we seem incapable of doing.
We're in court right now, right? So let's look at precedents. Eli Manning, by all accounts of the Daniel Jones haters, with how he played his first couple of years, we would have looked to move on from him. And for sure, Phil Simms, today, he's cut. He was injury prone. He lost the job. Cut. Guy won two Super Bowls. I know he was hurt for one of them. Got us to a second. Hostetler won it. Eli, two Super Bowl MVPs. You've got to have patience with these guys. Look what he did with Isaiah Hodgins on Sunday. He made the guy look like a bona fide number one wide receiver. Obviously, it's Hodgins learning and getting better every day. But what this guy's been asked to do with the lack of offensive weapons, the drops, the injuries, the lack of an offensive line, we've already had our owner come out and say it. We've screwed the kid up over these years with, you know, different offensive coordinators and coaches. He's got a Brian Daboll, a Mike Kafka. Look what he's been able to do. I think he's our quarterback of the future. I'm not saying $200 million with 150 guaranteed, but we got to start off at 3 for 75, look at that $30 million number, and see what he looks like with weapons next year.
Disciple, this might be your last opportunity to plead your case. Let's put on your Charlie Kelly Birdlaw hats over here. You said
jump on the A train. Jump on the A train with us.
You said it's 80-20. What's this 20% bullshit?
I don't know. I mean, here's all
you're
I'll
the
tell
one
you.
To know.
What we don't know this regime's plans, and that's a good thing. I mean, I don't want it. Like, finally, there's some deception here. You know, we always knew what the previous two GMs were going to do. We knew that they were drafting Daniel Jones a month before the draft. Anyway, furthermore,
Stalling, Tommy. He's shitting his pants He knows he's wrong.
I know I'm wrong, but I need to be that guy here.
Well, let's hear your rationale, because you are. The jury is headed out.
Do you think there's some kind of compromise in which they franchise him or sign him to a short-term deal and draft a quarterback?
No.
With 11 picks in the draft next year.
Stupidity. It'd be the height of stupidity.
I'm not saying draft high. I'm saying draft in the mid rounds and develop. Because listen,
the Giants are heading to the playoffs in the first year of a rebuild. If they invest in Daniel Jones in any capacity, it would be foolishness not to continue to invest in this roster in positions that will help this team.
Well, all right, look at Davis Webb's probably gone. Then you got Tyrod Taylor, who's shown that he's injury prone. You need a backup anyway. I do think they're going to draft a quarterback at some point with 11 picks, and they might even trade for more picks in the draft.
Okay, I am done with this outrageous line of
questions.
You're overruled, sir. You stole busy drinks. I said good day. So, disciple, stop this posturing. If the season were to end today and you are Joe Shane, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm signing him 3 years, $75 million, and that's it.
Love it. Book it. We've got him, Tommy. What do you got? What's your final offer?
I'm there. With that 3-year deal, $75 million, I'm going as high as that franchise tag to keep him here, and then we extend him and we see what happens next year if he puts up the numbers. We got to pay him. We got to keep him. You can't lowball him. I think if we lowball him, his guy can chop him elsewhere.
I'm full flipped from where I was a couple of weeks ago, being more a medium.
Yeah,
of the
you
road.
Were down a few weeks ago.
I was trying to be more reasonable.
You're saying that I'm trying to be more reasonable. I'm trying to be more reasonable. You're saying I'm Mr. Flip Flop. Here you are, flip flopping. How ironic. I love democracy.
There's that fire, baby. There's that fire brimstone from the disciple. We needed it. Here it is. I'm full back, baby. 5 years, 130, book it. That's going to look like a steal.
That's too much for me.
It's the same amount of money except a little kicker and two extra years. If they're in for three, they're in for five.
So booking, how do you, let's go. How do you structure that deal? You do less money than the first 2 years, so you can actually sign some wide receiver, tight end, and guard talent?
No, we're in it for the long haul. Front load that contract. We have a lot of cap space over the next year or two. Over the next 2-3 years, the likes of Dexter, Andrew Thomas are going to have to be paid. We're already going to be looking at Aziz and McKinney over the next 2 seasons. Front load it, and if God forbid it all goes to shit, you can cut them for minimal dead cap in a couple of years. But 5 years, 130, book it. As I will go ahead and say, is by large and unanimous, at least now, this will be the final proceeding, pending new evidence. So for now, the court is officially adjourned.